The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heaven.
Welcome to A Passion for Christ, a heart-to-heart conversation with pastors called to build the kingdom of God here in Southern California.
All I want is to be in the light.
Welcome to A Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Donna Rush. Now, you may best know my guest as Southern California's IRS problem solver, but what you may not know is that he is an ordained minister who has a passion for helping people with their money from a biblical perspective, helping people like you and me and others live the life God has called us to live. He's even written 4 books on the topic, and we'll talk about that. And I also want you to know how he is widely involved in the community, just actively involved in numerous nonprofit organizations and charities close to his heart. And while his business empire has grown over the years, it's only increased his determination to help others. So welcome, my friend, CPA and IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Well, thank you, Donna. It's great to be here tonight.
It is so good to see you. I have to say, each time that my husband Craig and I have been to your office, your entire staff, they truly radiate with joy. That's how I would describe your office environment, is radiating with joy. I've never experienced such a welcoming environment, especially when many people are probably coming in, you know, dealing with their money and sometimes having problems with that.
Right.
And I just think, is that just, you know, they say that influence comes from the top. So I appreciate that when Craig and I come in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Donna, we have weekly team building meetings, and we really emphasize that because we're there to serve our clients. And there are a lot that come through those doors that are heavy laden and burned with issues of life. And we're just there to help them and serve them.
Yeah, I love that. I was just curious as to whether something happened in your life that kind of created this passion and this desire to really, I guess, help free people from money worries.
Well, I tell you what, when I first accepted the Lord just over 40 years ago, it really transformed my life personally. And it's kind of interesting because I kind of took on the attitude that why live for this world? Why work in the business community when really eternity is the only thing that really counts? Mm. And for several years, I was just concentrating on eternity, and I wasn't thinking I needed to really excel in my career or my passion to help people. And
which is kind of the opposite. A lot of people focus on their career and all of that and not focus on eternity. So that's really interesting that you say that.
Yeah, because I thought maybe money's not that important anymore because it's just going to fade away and you can't take it with you. Mm-hmm. And God really had to change the course of my life to really change my thought pattern. And it really made a big difference, Donna.
So how did that thought process change?
Well, I went to Bible school and got my bachelor's in theology and became ordained pastor. Mm-hmm. I got on staff at a church for a couple years as executive pastor. And after a couple years, the Lord just pulled me back out of ministry and put me back into the marketplace. And how I started my firm 34 years ago was a tax attorney had lunch with me and said, "Hey, Phil, I want to help you start your business. Do all the tax return work for me because I'm too busy with my legal work, and you could help start your firm." And I was thinking, is he talking to me? And lo and behold, I set up an office in his office and did his work. And then all of a sudden, the Lord was sending me all kinds of clients, and a lot of them had issues with the IRS, which is kind of interesting. So the Lord was preparing me this whole time to be geared up for this.
And so really because you had that ministry background, and now you have all your finance background, because you also didn't mention that USC, that's where you graduated.
Yeah, I got my bachelor's in accounting at USC, and I got my MBA in finance there, and I was all set on my career.
Okay, so so you start helping these people with the IRS, and how did your experience with ministry and then all of this finance and helping them, that kind of blended together, didn't it, for that passion?
Well, I really look back on it, and it was really like a training ground, Donna. The Lord was training me up, and not only in the ministry, but to propel into the marketplace and to do ministry in the marketplace. So it went hand in hand. It was just amazing how the Lord just directs your steps and your path and gives you opportunities and changes your circumstances.
Isn't it so great? It never has to be one thing or the other, your career or ministry. Just about anything that you're doing in life can be your ministry.
Yeah, everyone out there listening, Donna, they have a ministry. Wherever God has placed them, there's a mm-hmm. ministry. Whether you're serving at a restaurant or working in as an executive or have your own business, every opportunity is a ministry opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm. I'm even thinking right now, Phil, you know, with the incredible economic downturn and things, what would you say right now to someone listening who may be feeling pretty overwhelmed and even distraught right now?
Well, it's a real thing right now because the economy is kind of moving in a different direction. But the Lord has taught me years ago that we don't serve this economy. We serve God's economy, and we're under a different set of rules and procedures. And if we follow God's word, as I wrote in some of those books, we don't have to succumb to the pressures of this world or the pressures of this economy, because he's got us taken care of. He's got all of it under control.
Well, you were talking about, you just mentioned your books. The first one was God, Money, and You, right?
Yes, right.
God, Money, and You.
God, Money, and You.
So tell me, that was the first one that you were just kind of moved to write, as God, as you said, was just really putting you in this training ground. And when you talk about the biblical principles of finance, share with us a little bit about what you mean by that, how it's God's economy.
Well, the book has 101 spiritual answers to your financial questions, and I also put together a workbook, a 60-day workbook that goes hand-in-hand with it. But it's basically all about giving more, making more, and saving more. So, Donna, rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle, our financial situation plays a critical role in our quality of life. So who better to guide you through your money issues, questions, and struggles than the ultimate source of financial wisdom? You know, the Bible has over 2,000 verses that talks about money. It's the most talked about subject in the Bible.
Wow.
And I tell you, this is a real issue that's dear to my heart. So your money really matters to God.
Yeah. You mentioned those three things, and you said giving more came up first, I noticed, over making more.
You know, early on, my pastor at the church I was attending challenged us to give more. And as I gave more, I could see how the Lord was continually blessing us financially. So I've kind of got this principle instilled, this biblical principle that you can't outgive God. Malachi 3:10, it says, test me. Test me in the area of your finances, and I will open wide the barns and overflow your vats of wine, and he's just going to bless you beyond your wildest dreams, Donna.
Yeah. So you're saying that when you started doing this giving, was that before your business was really taking off? So did you have this thought process with your finances before you started making more? Again, it says giving more and then making more. And so because there may be people out there right now that are like, I can't give anything. I'm barely paying my bills right now. I'm barely keeping the water running in my house or what have you.
Well, I tell you what, a few years after God had put me back in the marketplace, I literally took that Malachi 3:10 to a test, because it says test him.
Yeah.
And I took a 10-week challenge, Donna, and I documented it. I have the documentation in my office where I gave my regular tithe, my 10%, but I gave an amount over and above that, and it was so interesting. It was so eye-opening that week that I gave the extra amount, either there was a client that came in specifically because of that giving, or there was a situation where a contract was changed and I saved 15 times the amount of that extra tithe. I mean, I tested his word and it came true. And I never changed since then.
Yeah, and so you just never changed since then. Your faith was like solidified at that point in that whole philosophy in that Bible verse.
Yeah, because it worked. You know, you don't want to test God, but it says test God. You don't. That's the only area I think of your life that you're supposed to test God is your finances. But
right.
That I know of in the Bible anyway.
Yeah. So, wow. So you did your 10-week challenge. That's awesome. So so there might be somebody listening. And another thing that I want to ask you about is to not do, we're not to give though in order to receive too though, right? Like we have to do that with our right heart. So talk
a
little bit about
that.
Yeah, I
mean, you have to have a right heart. I mean,
right.
You want to bless to be a blessing.
Yes.
And but God's principle is he'll return it back to you several times back.
Yeah.
So it's real and it works.
Can you share some stories that you've seen of people who are just truly using their finances in a biblical way? I know you've said you've counseled many, many people, helped so many people who come with some difficult circumstances. Do you have some stories?
Yeah, because I've challenged some clients over the years to do what I did, and it's amazing. I mean, I'll see them during a tax preparation time, and then a year later, I'll look at their income, and it went up. And then I look at their tithes and offerings, and it corresponds to their increase in income. So, I mean, I've got many stories of clients experience this phenomenon that where God just continues flows money to you and finances. But not only that, but I mean, you're affecting lives, you're sowing back into the kingdom, and you're a kingdom maker, and you're just a blessing to others.
I've seen in action your financial support, as well as just some incredible time commitments and expertise in really helping a lot of local nonprofits and charities. Would you like to spotlight some of the organizations that you really just have a heart for?
Yeah, the top on the list would be the Dream Center, which is in downtown LA, and they took over the former Queen of Angels Hospital.
Yeah.
And they have 15 floors there, and I'm sure you've been there, Donna.
Yes,
I know
I
you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they house over 700 individuals, including families and emancipated youth, foster youth that are out of the foster program. And they have 1-year and 2-year discipleship programs, and they're really changing lives. But not only that, they're giving back to the communities all around them through food distribution, clothing distribution, foster care intervention, where they supply anything that the family needs to keep their kids with the family. It's just an unbelievable organization that just gives and gives and gives. It's really a 24/7 ministry. And my pastor, Matthew Barnett, wrote the book, The Church That Never Sleeps. And that is so true. And that's really the heart of Jesus, is to help individuals in every way they can.
I've met Pastor Barnett. I think he's the pastor who never sleeps.
Yeah.
He's got more
pastor
energy
Matthew
than anyone.
Pastor Matthew needs to get some sleep, Donna.
Yeah. Oh, if you are just joining us, you're listening to A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush, and my guest is Phil Liberatore. You may know him best as Southern California's IRS problem solver. He's also an ordained minister and has a passion for helping people with their money from a biblical perspective. He's written 4 books, including his latest now, Discovering Your Edge, for a Fruitful Life. Let's talk a little about that one, Phil. This is your latest book. Now, is each of these 4 books, do they progress or take a different turn? You
wanna Yeah, they all take a little different turn, but you know the main themes in most of them is your time, talent, and treasure. And I think it's important to just do all three. I mean, we're talking about finances, but also your time. I'm on several ministry boards that serve different areas of outreach, and I also lend my talents when I need to other organizations that are reaching out to God's people. So time, talent, and treasure. So I think all three work together hand in hand, and that's what God tells us in the Bible, is to give of our time, talents, and treasures.
So there may be someone at the moment really who does not have a lot of that, as much treasure maybe as they would like at the moment, but they maybe God's gifted them at this moment in life with more time to give.
Yeah, I mean, you could give any or all of those three areas of your life. And I think God really wants us to prosper. I know I told you early on, I thought this world wasn't that important or money. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like a poverty mindset. And unfortunately, I think there's individuals in the church that have that mindset where it's more Christian to be poor than to have money. And it's just not true. It's just a false doctrine, a false teaching. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to give back. He blesses us to give back and to bless others.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you teach people to do this? And then we talked about your first book, The God, Money, and You, with those the Christian principles, answering those 101 spiritual questions. What about this final book that we were just mentioning, Discovering Your Edge for a Fruitful Life?
Well, I think all of us are blessed with different talents. Some have multiple talents. Some may only have one talent. But God has blessed us with a special gift. And it's the gift that he wants us to keep giving. And it may be hospitality. It may be serving. It may be giving. It may be praying. It could be any number of gifts and talents that God wants us to continually exercise and to give back to others.
Why do you think there is that poverty mindset that some may have, that it's more honorable to be poverty stricken, perhaps? Do you think it's one of those most misquoted sayings, is that money is the root of all evil? That is not in the Bible.
Yeah, money is the root of all evil. It's the love. See, that's what they forget. It's the love of money.
Yes,
Donna.
That's right. It's the
yeah.
Love.
You don't want to love money.
Yeah,
that's the root of all evil right there. Some people serve the god of money, but it says you can't serve God and mammon, which is money. You have to serve one or the other, and there's a big distinction between the two in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And that's found in 1 Timothy, by the way, if you want to check it out.
Oh, 1 Timothy, yeah.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 6:10. So money, the love of money is the root.
The love of money. I caught you. You didn't say the
love
of money.
I know, the love.
You're trying to throw me, didn't you?
No, but money in the right hands and with the right heart.
Right.
Can be a tremendous blessing.
Amen.
Yeah, and help grow. You can support churches and ministries and missionaries and all kinds of things.
Yeah, another ministry that's really dear to my heart is the Harvest Crusades.
Yes.
They have all over the country, but particularly in Southern California for over 30 years. Pastor Greg Laurie. Yeah. And I'm always sponsoring that every year because the number of new Christians coming into the kingdom is just a phenomenal from the result of those crusades. I mean, I think they average, if you look over the years, they average over 10,000 each summer from those crusades. And that's a lot of new believers coming into God's kingdom.
Sure is. And I'll have to mention, you know, talking about, living your life for the Lord, the number of people that are volunteering their time to be there to then minister and reach out to those 10,000 or however many it is to make sure they get connected with the local church and they grow in their faith. That's a tremendous way to spend that time and talent.
Yeah, they're so organized. And I took a behind-the-scenes tour one year, and they've got people taking those cards of commitments and already writing letters to them that night, and they're already connecting them with churches that's close to their area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a phenomenal what the Harvest Crusades does.
You know, a lot of times when it comes to money, if you're married or you have a family and all of that, you kind of need to be on the same page there. How has Dana, you have your wonderful wife, Dana.
Yes.
Yes. You've got now two grown daughters.
Yes.
And a grandson, yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
A wonderful
That's
grandson.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So were you guys always on the same page with those finances and that sort of thing?
Well, I'll tell you, early on, I was really scaring my wife. I'll be honest with you, Donna. She would say, "What? You're going to give that much?" I said, "Yeah, I really feel that way." So she said, "Okay."
Oh, that's
but
nice.
It's interesting because recently she's been wanting to give more than me, and I must have rubbed off on her.
Maybe you did.
I mean, she's really wants to give as much as me or more now. So
wow,
I guess she's really feeling it as much as I am now.
Well, that's wonderful. So yeah. So again, I would just like for you to is there anything that you would like to add? Something you would like to say to someone who maybe feels like, boy, I don't know, you know, I can't relate to even being able to give up my finances right now. I just don't seem to have that margin to do some things in life. I feel like maybe God is even calling me to do. I just don't have that money for that.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, I mean, we all got bills, Donna, and we have to meet our obligations each month. But it says to give the first fruits, which means the first check we write out of our paycheck should go to God. And if they're not doing that, they're missing out on the blessing. And I just want to challenge individuals out there that are thinking that they don't have the finances to even give anything at all to really, it says, as I said earlier, to test the Lord in your area of finances and tithes and offerings. And I would challenge your listeners to write that first check of tithes to their storehouse, which is their local church, wherever they're attending, and see what God's going to do. And I'm telling you that he won't disappoint your listeners.
Mm. And again, if you just want to read that Bible verse, you said Malachi 3:10.
Yes.
That one, right.
Right.
You originally started your giving after reading that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I taught last year on this phenomenon that the three wise men came to worship the baby Jesus, and they brought, you know, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, yeah, which is treasures. Mm-hmm. And it was a way of worshiping. It's really our offerings and our tithes and our giving is a way of worshiping our Lord. It's not just for the local church, because it's their responsibility, of course, to do the right thing with that money. But you're worshiping God with mm-hmm. your money, and you're putting God first. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And that includes your finances. And mm-hmm. it's so important to just worship our Lord with every area of our life, including our finances.
Well, Phil, I really appreciate that so much. And your business, I guess, and putting these principles in order, your business has really thrived over
Well,
the
it's
years.
Really interesting. I mean, we have a board up in our conference room, and it shows the number of new clients and new retainers to set a new record for that month. And we're on a 56 straight record-breaking record right now.
Wow.
So, I mean, God is really blessing us. I mean, we'll receive multiple new clients every day. It's just, we've got an atmosphere now. I mean, that's important too. That's another subject, setting the atmosphere. But we've got an atmosphere of increase and overflow and abundance mm-hmm. because we just want to experience everything God has for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And I also wanted to just point out, I think the IRS problem solvers, that sometimes people think, oh, only if I have a big issue or problem do I need to come to Phil. But you are a CPA, so you do all kinds of taxes. Yes.
Yes. Well, we have a CPA practice, and we also have a IRS problem solving practice. So we really have two practices. And we have one for the average taxpayer and average businessman, and then we have one for individuals that have tax problems.
Yeah. All right. So, and you have certainly done wonderful things for Craig and I, so I appreciate it. Just want to let you guys know that Phil is our guy.
Oh,
you're taking
great. Thank
care
you
of
so
our
much,
taxes.
Donna.
Yes.
Thank
and again,
you.
When we walk in, there just joy radiates from your office. So, Phil, thank you so much for all that you are doing in that area of ministering to people with their finances, but also just giving back to the Lord and impacting so many ministries in our community. So appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. This is wonderful.
All right. Well, you've been listening to A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush. My guest has been Phil Liberatore. If you would like to get in contact with Phil, you can go to
877-6SOLVER or go to the website StopIRSPain.com.
Yes, I should know that. StopIRSPain.com, 877-6-SOLVER. I invite you to join me Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 a.m. for SoCal's Morning Rush, where you can hear all of your favorite ministry programs. Thank you for joining us for A Passion for Christ. This is 99.5 KKLA.
You've been listening to A Passion for Christ, sponsored by 99.5 KKLA. Tune in again next week at this same time for another intimate glimpse at what God is stirring in the hearts of Southern California's pastors, here on A Passion for Christ.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.